Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm a leadership, career, and life coach. And I work with career professionals, typically, but not always, in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their true potential and create new possibilities, both in their life and in their career. This is what I call life leadership. So I'm going to dive straight into today's topic. And the subject or the question is, what is your unique value proposition? So the question to ask yourself is, how often have you stop to consider the value of what you bring to the table? What is the value that you are bringing to your role, to your team, to your wider organization? In other words, your competitive advantage. Why should you be hired or promoted over somebody else? In other words, why do you stand out? What makes you stand out from the people around you so that you should be hired, you should be approached for great opportunities, you're top of mind for the decision makers, the hiring managers, the, you know, the recruitment consultants and so forth, so that they have you top of mind because you have that competitive advantage, because you're standing out from the crowd. What is it that has people gravitate towards you to work with you, to hire you, to promote you? These are the questions to be considering, to evaluate upon, and to really think about if you are somebody looking to advance your career, to move up the career ladder, then you want to be creating a strong competitive advantage. Why? Because this will make it far easier for you to be approached for opportunities, to be top of mind to those decision makers. And even if you approach somebody yourself and put yourself forward for a promotion or for a new opportunity, that based on your competitive advantage and the conversations that you have and the interviews that you go through, that you will stand out from the crowd. How does that sound? Is that a great place to be? Let me know in the comments. So what I'd like to do today is to share with you three steps towards building your unique value proposition, because you might be thinking, well, I don't even know what that is. What does it look like? What does it mean? So that's what I'm here to share with you today. So the question to start with for yourself when you're thinking about this is, why me? Why should somebody hire me? Why should somebody promote me? Why should someone approach me to join a particular team or work on a particular project? And there's three areas, as I said, that I believe if you work through these and build these out, this will be the foundations of your unique value proposition, which you can then bring into conversations with those decision makers. So what are those three areas? What are the three pillars, let's call them, to building your unique value proposition? The first one is relevance. In other words, how are you relevant to the team, to the organization, to the problem the business is seeking to solve? The question that that decision maker might be considering is, what are the benefits to me of hiring you? Why should I bring you on board into this team? Are you the right person for our organization? So when you think about the relevance, you want to start by building out your value proposition around your relevance. How can you do this? Get a pen and paper, a notebook, or on your laptop and start making some notes. And this is something, this is not a one-off exercise. This is something you will revisit. It will evolve over time as you gain more experience, you do new things. So it's something to start today so that you can build upon it over time. What are the aspects within this pillar of relevance? Well, think about, what are your skills? What are the skills that you actually bring to the table in your current role? And how are they relevant to the next level, to the next opportunity that you're seeking? What is your expertise? Perhaps you're very niched in terms of the role or the work that you've done over the years. So what is that niche? What is that specific area of expertise? What is your biggest strength? What is the talent that you bring that people recognize you for, that they come to you to ask for help for? What is the biggest problem that you can solve? These are all the questions I invite you to ask yourself in order to build out your relevance. Think as well about the training that you've had. What training have you had over the years? So not only your education and your qualifications, but any additional training as well. For example, you might have had specific tech-related training. Perhaps it's about programming or coding or project management. Perhaps you've got a finance qualification. Maybe you've had some training on presentation skills. You've got qualifications within HR, within communication, with people management, leadership skills. Think about all of the training that you've done throughout your career until today, and write them all down. And then look at those trainings and ask yourself, what were my biggest three learnings or takeaways from each of those trainings that I've had? Why am I asking you to do this? Because it will help you to then talk about the benefits of having done the training. If you're speaking to someone in an interview and you start telling them about presentation skills training that you've had, well, that's great. But actually, what have you gained from that? What have you learned from that? How have you then implemented it and ingrained it within how you're showing up when you deliver a presentation? And we'll come on to that in a little bit more detail shortly when we start looking at evidence to back all of this up. So think about, broadly speaking, all the trainings that you've been in. And it might even be training within the organization about a new product or a new service or a new business arm. Perhaps it was an acquisition and you've had not formal training, but it might be an event where you're provided with an in-depth understanding of what that business provides, their service, their product, how it integrates with the wider business. All of this is training, it's learning, it's skills. So think about all of this at a broad level. What do you have to bring to the table? It's not only your experience, which is the last thing I was going to mention. Think about the experience you've had in terms of the industries that you've worked in, the types of roles that you've had. Think about who you've reported to and how that has differed over time, whether it's a team leader, a manager, what's the different experience you've had? Maybe you've had people that you've had to support. You've been a team leader. Perhaps you're already a manager of people. Think about all of that experience. Also consider the challenges that you have dealt with. What are the challenges that you've had in your job that you've overcome? How did you overcome them? Because this, again, is going to help you with creating the evidence that you want to share in a conversation when you're talking about your unique value proposition. So relevant. How are you relevant to the business, to the problem they need to solve, to the new company that you may be considering putting yourself forward for, or to the other team that you want to move across to, or the next level up? You want to really spend time on this. This is not a 5-minute exercise, and you might find that you want to revisit it and spend maybe 20 minutes, half an hour a day creating this and putting it together and adding to it, coming back each day and just revisiting it and reflecting on these various components that I have shared with you. So that's the first aspect. That's the first pillar of this UVP, is your relevance. What have you got to bring to the table? The second pillar is differentiation. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is, what is your differentiator? What is your competitive advantage? In other words, what makes you different from the next person that has you stand out for the right reasons, the thing that makes you memorable, and the thing that has people, again, as I mentioned, wanting to gravitate towards you to have conversations, to seek your input, your opinions, your ideas, to maybe have you on their team in their big project, if they're hiring for a new role, maybe they're looking for someone like you. So what is it that has you stand out? What is your competitive advantage? And if we look at the components of this, I'm going to share three with you that are probably the easiest and the biggest ones to focus on. So the first thing is, in the roles that you've had and the experience you've had over the years, where have you set the benchmark? Where have you over-delivered on something and really stood out amongst the team? Have you over-delivered on something where you've gone over and above your responsibilities to help to solve a problem, to make something work within the business? Where perhaps have you set a benchmark? Maybe there was a piece of work that a number of you had to do, and your approach to yours, the way that you delivered it or presented it, stood out and you got really positive feedback. So you've almost set a benchmark for other people. Where have you maybe done that at some point in your career? Where do you lead by example? What is it you're doing differently to lead? Even if you're not in a leadership role right now, how do you show up in the workplace to lead by example in terms of maybe your work ethic or the quality of your work or the relationships that you build with your clients, whether those are internal or external clients? So think about all of these aspects of how you differentiate yourself from the norm, from the people around you. Second component of this is relationships. And for me, this is really important. And I'm not just talking networking and having loads of connections on LinkedIn. What I mean by this is actually building really deep relationships with the people that you work with, whether those are people in your team, maybe other teams that you deal with, and having good relationships where there's trust, there's integrity, there's a good work ethic, you both know you can get things done, and you'll step up and help each other out. Those kind of relationships where you've made a really good impression and people will come to you because they know that you are an expert in your area, that even if you don't know, you'll go figure it out, you'll help to get things solved. Maybe you've just built out really good relationships with your external clients. And again, that's something that gives you a competitive advantage. You're good at building relationships and trust, and having people want to buy from you. So relationships is across the board. That's both internal, it's external. It's also in your industry. So have you built out relationships across your industry? Do you go to conferences, to wider networking events, and have you made some like solid, deep connections with people that you're now effectively branded by association in some way, because you're now connected with other people who lead by example, who are role models, who have got strong work ethics and good reputations. So all of these things in terms of your relationships will set you in really good stead to build out your competitive advantage, to have you stand out from the crowd. Why? Because a lot of people don't put energy and effort into this at all. Or when they do, it's when they need a job. Trust me, I've had experience of this. I'm on the receiving end of it, where I have people reach out because they're looking for a new job and they've not even considered building any relationships with people, but then they're cold messaging them, asking them for help or asking them if they can put them forward for jobs that have been advertised. That's not the way to go about it. You want to be building your relationships. And that's not only when you're ready to look for a job, that's for your ongoing reputation, to have that competitive advantage, to have people who know, like, and trust you, such that when an opportunity arises, they will have you top of mind. They will think of you. You don't need to go chasing after those opportunities. And the third component of differentiation is your reputation. What do I mean by this? Well, those of you who've listened to my lives before, follow my podcast, you will know I talk about personal branding. When I talk about personal branding, what I mean by that is how you show up in person. I'm not focusing solely on your online presence and your brand online and your LinkedIn profile. What I'm referring to here is the five key components of personal branding that I believe are critical to be able to stand out from the crowd, to be top of mind, and to be remembered for the right reasons. So what is your reputation right now? What do people say about you? And if you have no idea, then now's the opportunity to reach out to people that you trust, who you value their opinion, and ask them for some feedback. How do I do that? Well, ask a simple question to ask someone to share with you the top three phrases or words that come to mind when they hear your name mentioned, and see what they come back with. And don't see it as criticism. See, this is a perception of how you're coming across, of how you show up. And if you're not happy with it, or you feel that there's something that you feel is really important to you, that you know, or you believe that you do, or that you exude or you exhibit in the way that you show up, and it's not on in that feedback you've received, then there's a gap. But now you get to close that gap by maybe having a conversation with those people about that particular area, or looking yourself at, where am I not showing up in that way enough that people are noticing? What can I do differently? What can I do more of, perhaps, to enable people to really see that part of me? So think about your reputation. What is it people say about you when they hear your name mentioned? So differentiation, competitive advantage is really key. Imagine if you're the last of, say, two or three people in an interview process, you want to be the one that has that competitive advantage over and above the people in the room. So what is it that you can do to ensure that? The third pillar, when we're looking at your unique value proposition, is to substantiate. In other words, how can you evidence what you've identified in what we've just talked about? So how can you evidence your relevance? Thinking about your skills, your expertise, your experience, the strengths that you've got, you know, what really lights you up, what energizes you, what you're so good at that you can do it with your eyes closed and you want to keep doing, right? What about the training that you've had? So you want to be able to evidence that in some way, and the benefit of that. Rather than just reading off a list, you want to be able to talk about how you've utilized that, you've leveraged that to be able to deliver value within your job, within a team, within the wider business. So you want to look at your experience across the board in all the roles that you've had over the years, the accomplishments that you've got, whatever they might look like. You know, it might be a big achievement in your sales role, it might be a huge project that you've worked on, a client that you've worked with where you got incredible feedback from them, they were pleased with what you did and the relationship you've built with them. Possibly it could be feedback from a colleague, somebody internally, where you've submitted a piece of work or a report and you've received really good feedback. So think about all of these areas which are evidence for you of your relevance, of your accomplishments, your achievements, and supporting the value that you say you can bring to the table. You might have testimonials. People put testimonials on LinkedIn for other people, so maybe you've got some of those. Maybe when you've had your review at year end and you look at the feedback from a previous manager and it's really positive, you could leverage that again in a future conversation. And of course, there are referrals that could be internal to your organization or external, where people have referred you, whether that is for a job, maybe to speak to about a problem that needs solving and they can't find somebody to help them. So think again, laterally, broadly, think outside the box of all of the evidence that you have stacked up over the years that you can leverage upon now and draw upon to be able to support, one, your relevance, and two, your differentiation. In other words, your competitive advantage. What is it that has you stand out? So I really hope this has been helpful for you. Any questions, of course, pop them in the comments. I will come back and answer them for you. Quickly to recap, if you're looking to build out your unique value proposition, what is it that has you stand out from the crowd? What is your competitive advantage? What will have people drawn to you because they want to hire you, they want to promote you, they want to work with you? There are three key areas that you want to focus on in terms of building up your unique value proposition. And just to recap quickly, there are three. The first one is relevance. So what are the benefits of somebody bringing you into their team, to hiring you, to promoting you? What is the value that you bring to the table? Number two, differentiation. What is your competitive advantage? How do you stand out over and above your peers, your colleagues? And third, substantiate your relevance and your differentiation. In other words, what is your evidence that you can bring in terms of sharing examples of what you've done, with whether that's utilizing your skills and your experience or training that you've had? How have you created value from that and brought that into the business? Those are your three areas. Start working on that today. Let me know how you're getting on. As I said, any questions on any of this, please do reach out and let me know. Just tag me in the comments below or DM me, and I'll be more than happy to have a conversation with you about this. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of yourself. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.